The next patient is Sharon Draper. The last name is D-R-A-P-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female, a patient of Miss Stephanie Delbert, D-E-L-B-E-R-T, A-R-M-P. That is referred to this practice because of the presence of hyponatremia. Period. This patient has a history of autoimmune process. She has rheumatoid arthritis and Raynaud's disease. She has been treated by the rheumatologist with the administration of hydroxychloroquine. She has a history of arterial hypertension, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient has a normal kidney function. There is no evidence of any kidney dysfunction. However, she has the tendency to have a serum sodium that is between 132 and 135. There is one occasion in that the serum sodium was 126 millicuriales per liter. The patient was advised to go to a hospital. However, she was completely asymptomatic. Period. Unfortunately, I don't see the serum sodium. I don't see the urinary sodium, protein or creatinine, or urine osmolarity in order to make an opinion of this hyponatremia. However, I wouldn't be surprised if this is related to the syndrome of inappropriate ADH. Period. The management would be the restriction of fluid, 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a regular sodium intake. Period. It would be in the best interest for the management of this patient just to periodically check the serum sodium in order to avoid complications. Period. We are going to order the pertinent workup, and we will give the recommendations at that time. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control today, 158 over 84. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that is under control at the present time. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a normocytic, normochromic anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.7 at one time, and a iron saturation of just 8%. We are going to reassess those values. We are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup, and we see the patient right after the lab results are available. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the chart, and in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.